Hi, this is Dr. Annie Rohr with Even Psychologists Lose Their Shit. This episode, I'm not really sure. I almost want to call it A Little Understanding, or what happens when you have anxiety or depression and what you could possibly do about it. I talk to a lot of partners of people who have anxiety or depression or some kind of mental illness that can sometimes be debilitating, and they don't quite understand. Here's the thing. You could have everything you want, and you could keep chasing things that you want. In fact, you could get your dream. And when you have a mental illness or anxiety, depression, you don't feel happy even when you get it. So it's sort of this weird unattainable dream that you keep chasing. Like, I'll be happy if this. I'll be happy if I get this job. I'll be happy if we just get a house. I'll be happy if we don't have neighbors like I do. I'll be happy if my own stuff's getting in here. I'll be happy if we get paid more. I'll be happy if we move this place, whatever it may be. And you can keep chasing this and keep trying, and then you find that you get there and you still feel you. There's a quote, wherever you go, there you are. And the idea is, it doesn't matter where you are or what you've got or what you're doing. If you don't feel good and there's something not quite right with you inside, you've got to fix it. Mental illness is hard. Especially one thing that's really hard is like a lower grade anxiety or depression, because you're still functioning and you're still able to do things. So sometimes people don't realize that they're stuck. If you're not relating to anything that I'm saying, it's likely you don't have these things, but you know someone who does. If you are relating, then I'm talking to you. And I'm sorry, because I feel this way sometimes. I have, it's called dysthymia, where you have a low kind of grade depression, and it kind of sticks with you. It's just there. It's kind of part of the personality. You find people who are more, I don't want to say pessimists, but realists, they have this kind of mentality. There are a lot of sarcasm. You know, there's a lot of sarcasm. They're realists. They don't have a happy attitude. People find them funny and humorous. A lot of these people are in that category. Interestingly, research comes and comes and comes, and it shows those people who drive us nuts, those optimists, those people who think all the positive and they're very hopeful, they do live longer and they do feel happier. So people like me, people like you who are struggling, we actually do have to try to adopt an optimistic attitude and try a little harder. So here's an idea of what it feels like. It feels like there's just this stuckness. There's this constant grumpiness and annoyance. And you think people are more annoying and more irritating, and the world is frustrating. You know, you something happens, like somebody, you know, something very exciting, like maybe you'll go to a party or you'll have a party, and you'll be the one focusing on what didn't go well. There's 100 things that went right, but you will pinpoint the thing that didn't go well, and it ruins the whole thing. So that's a little bit about what anxiety and depression feels like. You know, you could be the person in a room who, no matter how much you are talking to someone, no matter how much you're connecting with them, you still feel alone anyway. And that's a very painful feeling. You can have all the friends in the world, you can connect, you can have the best social media, and you still feel alone anyway. You could be married, you could have children, and you still feel grumpy, alone, isolated, anyway. You know, just not quite right. Like, you just can't attain happiness. So that can be a little bit like what depression feels like, even the low-grade kind. You're still functioning, you're still going to work, you're doing everything, and there's just this sticky negativity, and it just doesn't feel right. Sometimes people say, gosh, why are you so negative? So it's something that is hard. And here's the thing, I pride myself on the fact that I try no matter what, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how negative I feel, no matter how I sometimes focus on the hard part, I keep trying. Like, I just keep trying. I try new things. I try new hobbies. I keep looking. I try new treatments. I try new meditations. I just keep trying. I learn new things. I'm a constant learner. I'm constantly getting certifications, whatever it may be. But the point is that I'm trying to make is there needs to be constant movement in trying. And why I say in trying is because when I talk to people, the constant movement is often physical movement. They move, they break up with someone, they change jobs, they do all these things. But I need the trying and the movement to be within your heart, within your soul, within your brain. I need you to start looking at how to retrain your brain. I need you to be open to practicing gratefulness daily. I need you to be open to changing to optimism. I need you to be open to, you know what, I'm not ready for meds, but maybe I'll try a supplement. Or maybe I'll adjust my sleep. Or maybe I'll take magnesium so I can adjust my sleep. But just these tiny little steps that lead to betterment, that's where you start. Now, partners who have, you know, partners or friends or whatever who have someone who struggles with this negativity, this depression, this low-grade anxiety, whatever it may be, or heavy anxiety or any kind of mental illness, you have this need to push. You want to push them to get the meds, go to the doctor, do these things. My advice to you is to start smaller. Start with you. Ask them what you could do to help them. Then the next step is, let's start with something small. Let's start with the fact that you're not sleeping too good. Or let's start with something even smaller that incorporates the whole family. Let's start incorporating what are we grateful for at the table. So, you know, these small steps keep you in motion. And that's the whole point, is I want you to keep moving and keep trying to better yourself. Now, there's a lot of meds out there, and a lot of meds don't work for a lot of people. And if you read the science and the research, antidepressants only work for a select number of people. And it's worth checking if you're one of those people, because if you are one of those people, it freaking works and it's great. But if you're not, you could be on all kinds of different meds for a really long time and not find what's working. And guess what? There's blood work out there and tests out there to see what works for you and what's happening in your brain chemistry or what's missing. So you can actually take the right med or the right supplement. I really like, you know, there's an older book called The Mood Cure, and then someone else came out with The Anxiety Food Solution. And there's so many things out there that actually talk about supplements and smaller ways to start that help you feeling better. And then there's things like these courses that are out there, that free courses that help you feel happy. But guess what? They have all these amazing strategies, you know? And if you employ them, they do work. But when you actually struggle with depression and anxiety, employing them is the hard part. It feels debilitating to do them, or, you know, you feel like you can't do them or they won't work. And I just want you to understand that I get it. I get it personally. There's this weird stuck point that says this shit's not going to work, or I don't want to effing do it, or I'm tired, or whatever it may be. So that's why I encourage you to just keep the motion small. I think it's, is it Harvard or Yale? It might be Yale. I'm sorry. They have a free course on happiness, and it's an amazing course, and they have amazing strategies. And one of them is savoring, and it's to savor good. So here's a really easy, quick something you can do every day, is to just choose a few moments today to truly savor something. So, you know, parents, if you have a kid, like, savor hugging your kid, like, oh, this feels so good hugging my kid, they're so cute. Or savoring that eating chocolate, or savoring, you know, your long hot shower, just like saying out loud, my God, this feels good. That little tiny thing that you can do that takes like 4 seconds can change your brain a little bit. And that's all I want, is just little motions. So, you know, you start with savoring, you start with gratefulness, you start with looking at, you know, here's this party I went to, I feel junk, but hey, even though I feel junk and this bad thing happened, let me find one or two things that went well. And training yourself to do that little by little does help. My anxiety people, taking time out to breathe, taking time out to just step away and get yourself organized, just stepping away and recentering is so helpful, and coming back helps. And another trick for my anxiety people is when you're really in it, think of a moment that you got through it and came out of it and succeeded. And remember that feeling. Because here's the thing, this hard moment you're in right now, this debilitating moment of anxiety, it's gonna pass just like it did last time. And you were able to get through it last time. So that's how the anxiety people need to do it. They need to start with little moments of remembering that they were able to, you know, overcome, and it did pass, and this moment will pass. Okay? So these are little tiny strategies that you can start. There's tons of supplements. So you start with little tiny strategies. See if they work. How do they do? How are you feeling? Where can you start? What tiny changes can you make? Then you start with looking into supplements, nutrition, changes. Are you eating too much sugar? Are you eating too much high-fat foods? How's your health? get your health in order, go see your PCP, get your blood work done. I know this can be very anxiety provoking, but it's the second place to start. Then you look into supplements. Do I need supplements? Do I need to take serotonin? Do I need to take tryptophan? Do I need to take magnesium? Do I need something? Do I need to get outside more? When those things are not working for you, then you talk to a psychiatrist, you talk to your doctor again. Along the way, get help, get a therapist. But here's what I want you to know. Small starts work. I want the partners to know it is debilitating and it does suck. So start small, be understanding, and be patient. And remember that wherever I go, where I am. Oh, sorry, I'm messing it up. Wherever I go, there I am. Remember that. Remember that it doesn't matter what you do or where you go. You have to start fixing where you are now. And then everything becomes clearer and happier. And sometimes it doesn't. And the answer is you just keep fucking trying again and again. And you don't get stuck. And you don't get stuck moping. And you don't get stuck in your chair and wishing that things were better and stuck on social media. You think, damn it, what did Annie say? Okay, I guess I have to do some gratefuls right now. Or I do need to step away, take 10 deep breaths, recenter myself, and remember how this moment will pass. Because this is a hard moment and it will pass, I promise. Okay, so you stay in motion. And if you need help, reach out. If you have any questions or any further considerations, or you have anything you want me to talk about, please let me know. I hope this helped a little. I've got tons of little strategies, and I'm happy to help share. Take care and many, many, many blessings to you. Thank you for listening to my musings. Thank you.